Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, the cattle futures market, grain futures market, in typical holiday week trade, extremely low volume, extremely quiet on the news front. But the feeder cattle finished the day 40 to 52 lower. On Friday we had a cattle on feed report, which was thought to be pretty negative. But we really didn't have all that much selling here on the feeder cattle or live cattle. But the on feed report as of December 1st was 102% of last year, which is right in line with expectations of 102. Placements, on the other hand, were 105% of last year, where expectations were somewhere around 101%. So a difference of about 4% higher than expected in terms of cattle placed into feedlots. Several theories on why that is. Some of it's the lack of wheat pasture. And then marketing, 97%, which is right in line. So really the thing that was different was the placement number in the month of November, and it was higher than expected. Live cattle were up 22 in December, which is the front month at 122.45. Held together really well in terms of the December live cattle as they wind down here. Despite box beef generally moving weaker over the last month or so, they were higher today. It was up $2.17 at $2.11.87.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef. It's whatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Today's grain action was mixed. We had corn up about a penny, soybeans up 2 to 4, Chicago wheat 1 to 2 lower, Kansas City down about 3 cents. The cotton futures were up 53 as they continue to make new highs, which put March at 68.49, up 53 cents. General trade talk is ongoing, still talking about U.S. and China and what the latest information is. You know, it goes back and forth. But the latest is that it looks like something will be signed in early January. And that could maybe impact the market. I think that everybody that's going to get long on a trade deal news is probably already long the market. The CFTC data showing the commitment of traders showed hedge funds are still short corn and beans as of last Tuesday. That report is a little bit delayed, but they're still pretty substantial on the short side, so it's thought that they're still short. They're long wheat. Slightly long wheat. Overall, I think it was around 24,000 contracts of wheat. So that's probably about the same. But as we go into the end of the year, the hedge funds and other traders position according to whatever they need their realized versus unrealized gains to be in the calendar year. So that's partly what we'll see over the next couple of days. Then also, a lot of the traders kind of take off from now through the first of the year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.